This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Great to have you with us as always. And you can say this for the President of the United States. I think he knows how to stay on message. Last Friday, you'll recall he said there would be costs to the Russians for what's going on in Ukraine. Today, he carried through in a way.
This morning, I signed an executive order that authorizes sanctions on individuals and entities responsible for violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine.
Although White House officials say there is no actual list of people to be sanctioned yet, but wait, there's more.
According to my guidance, the State Department has also put in place restrictions on the travel of certain individuals and officials.
Still no list on that one either, but in all, it gets us back to his point.
These decisions continue our efforts to impose a cost on Russia and those responsible for the situation in Crimea.
Here's another way to impose cost. You could let the market do it. Supporters of America's natural gas boom say the fracking revolution in this country can cut energy prices. It can create jobs and reduce greenhouse gas emissions, all sorts of positives. Now they're adding another one. It could help undercut Vladimir Putin. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner gets us going today.
Natural gas producers have been pressing the Obama administration for several years to let them export liquefied natural gas. It's been slow going, they say. But now, thanks to Vladimir Putin, the industry's export dreams are getting a boost. Phil Flynn is a senior market analyst at the Price Futures Group. He says right now Russia uses natural gas as a political weapon.
We don't like what you're doing politically. We're going to cut off your gas supplies. If we don't like what you're doing, we're going to double your prices.
Enter the United States, a country now on track to overtake Russia as the world's number one natural gas producer. Bill Cooper, president of an LNG trade group, says Ukraine gets about 70% of its natural gas from Russia, Europe about a third. He says they need more choices.
And we need to be ready to be able to use our natural resources as a geopolitical tool to help support our allies.
And that's something the U.S. couldn't have imagined not that long ago. Remember when we thought we were running out of natural gas? Andrew Holland is a senior fellow at the American Security Project.
2006, 2007, the Bush administration was actively engaged in a push to create LNG import facilities in the United States because we thought we were going to be an importer of natural gas.
And now, says Phil Flynn,
we now became like the Saudi Arabia of natural gas supplies.
But energy analysts warn that approving natural gas exports from the U.S. is a long-term geopolitical strategy, not a quick fix. Andrew Holland.
This is not something that we can just approve a permit today and then the ships can sail tomorrow full of LNG.
Holland says it'll take several more years before they can build all the export terminals and pipelines needed. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.